Okay, today is Daf Kuf Dalid, and we're on Daf Kuf Dalid. We are 13 lines down where it says Gufa, that's what we're up to? Right, I believe so. Okay, today we'll learn Leil Nishmas Devorah Fagenbaum. We are today's today, Devorah Bas Rebichil Bichil Halevi, Shemesh Navalia, and the family should be Zocha the Simchas. Gufa, we learned. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia, Hapoches, if someone wants to have less Hamavdils, we're going to talk about today about Hamavdils, right? You can't have less than three. The minimum Hamavdils is three. Hamavdil called Shechol, B'no L'choshech, B'yom HaShvil, Sheish Nei Maise, right? You have to have at least three. Lo Yiv Hapoches, Lo Yiv Chos Mishalosh. You can't have less than three. V'amos, if you want to add on more, Lo Yosef Al Sheva. You can't have more than seven. You can't have more than seven. The minimum is three, and the maximum is seven. You want me to move the chair? Meisvei, 1 second. We have a braisa that says, Omer, Havdalos, B'matzah Shabbosos, if you make Havdalos, B'matzah Shabbos, or Matzah Yomtif, or Matzah Yom HaKippurim, or Matzah Yom Kippur, it's in its own category, because on Matzah Yom Kippur, you also have Eish, so it's like its own category, or, it's not Yomtif, it's not Shabbos, or Matzah Shabbos, Li Yomtif, Matzah Shabbos going into Yomtif, like this year, or Matzah Yontov L'Chal Shalmoid, or Matzah Yontov going into Chal Shalmoid, also this year. So, in all these cases, you say Havdalah. All these cases, you say Havdalah. Aval, but, Lob Matzah Yontov L'Shabbos. If Yontov is on a Friday, like a three-day Yontov, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, you don't make Havdalah Matzah Yontov going into Shabbos. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. Right? Haragil Omer Harbe. So first he says like this: Haragil Omer Harbe. If you want to say a lot, you say a lot. V'she'ena Ragil. But if you're not used to it, then Omer Achas. You only say one thing, not three.
What does Ragil mean? What does Ragil mean?
Ragil means you're used to it.
Okay.
If you're used to it, if you know what you're doing, you're used to davening Havdalah, then say three. If you're not used to it, just say one.
Regular.
What? That's right. But the point is, it's not three. So the Gemara says, you're right. Tanoihi, it's a machlokas tanoihi, the whole issue. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Rechon is like this. Benon shel kedoshim. The benon shel kedoshim, whoever, we'll see who they are in a minute. They, Omer Achas, they said one. They said one. They say one hamavdil. V'nagu ha'am lomer shalosh. But everybody else was nohag to say Shalosh. Okay? They said one, but everyone else is going to say three. Okay? The Me'ar Shilolach says like this. What are they arguing about? What's going on here? So the answer is as follows. All the Havdalahs that we're saying between Jews and Goyim, if a Jew walks into a hospital and a Goy walks into a hospital, they look exactly the same. They're the same. Both human beings. Same DNA. Everything's the same. You look at a Kodesh and Chol. One's Saturday and one's Thursday. What's the difference between Kodesh and Chol? The days are exactly the same. Right? Kodesh and Chol. What's the difference? How do you tell the difference between Kodesh and Chol? It's somebody in the street, hey, today's, what do they know? There's no difference. There's no difference. What's the difference between a Jew and a Goy? There's no difference. They're both the same. They're both human beings. But there is a difference. Right? What's the difference? The difference is very subtle. Very subtle difference. Right? Super subtle differences. Right? So different, they're not even in the same ballpark. Shabbos and a weekday, on the surface, there's nothing different about them. Scratch a little bit, they're so different that you can't even compare the two. A Jew and a Goy, they're so different that you can't even compare the two. They're miles apart, light years apart, but they look so the same. So the question is, how in tune are you to these differences? How many times do you have to mention, how many times do you have to mention different Havdalos to get the point across? Shabbos is not the same as a weekday. A Jew is not the same as a Goy. If you're a Benon Shel Kedoshim, just one time. You're already living in that world where the difference is obvious to you. You have to mention 10 different things. If you're not on that level, You need to mention so many other things to remind... Am I right? You have to mention so many other things to remind you about these differences. That just like the... And that's why there are sets of the machlokas. Some say one. If you go to Ladar, you just mention one time. The differences are clear to you. If you're a regular person, you might need more than that to drive home the point that there are differences between Jews and non-Jews and Shabbos and not Shabbos. And that's why there's a machlokas, whether it's one or three. I thought that was a pretty amazing part. Okay? Now, that's a top ten. That's not top ten? Right? It's an amazing vart. Umaniu benon shel kadoshim. There's even more. There's another one coming. Umaniu benon shel kadoshim. Who are these benon shel kadoshim? Who is this? Who are these people? So Gemara says, Rabbi Nachum bar Simai. It's him. If I might correlate benon shel kadoshim, why do they call him that? Like, what special thing did he do? So the lo istakel bitzursa dezuza. He wouldn't even look at the bust of somebody on a coin. He wouldn't even look at George Washington on a coin. He wouldn't even look at that. To stay far away from looking at like images, foreign images. Yeah, hold a question in the Rishonim. Was he right? What's the issue? What's the issue? Is it a chumrah? Is it a real, you know, not even a chumrah, just a whatever it is. That's what he would do. So they called him that. They called him the Holy Son. The Holy Son, right? Benon Shel Kadoshim, the Son of the Holy Ones. He wouldn't even look at the bust of a guy on a coin. Shalach le, I'm some dead president, right? He wouldn't even look at that. Shalach le, but then it was some dead Caesar. They wouldn't even look at that, right? Shalach le, or even a live Caesar, then. Shalach le, Rav Shmuel bar Idi Chananya Achai Omer Achas. My brother said one, but Velal Tilchas Akavase, we don't hold like that. We hold you have to say at least three. Fine. Omer B'Shur ben Levi. Hamavdil, the son makes Havdalah, Shomer Shiomer Me'ein Havdalos Hamuras B'Torah. You have to mention Havdalos that are mentioned in the Torah. Differences that are mentioned in the Torah. For example, Meisvei, Seder, Havdalah, Se'ech, what are those? What are the ones that are mentioned in the Torah? Here we go. Omer, Hamavda B'Kodesh L'chol. It's in the Torah, it's in Parshat Bereishis. Ben Or L'Choshech is obvious. That's what we were saying before. There's obvious differences between day and night. Right? It's obvious, it's clear to you. Ben Yisrael La'amim. It's another difference. Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheish Yisimei HaMaisa. Ben Tamei L'Tahar. All these are mentioned in the Torah. Ben Hayam L'Charava. That's not mentioned in the Torah. We'll get to that one in a minute. Between the sea and the dry land. Ben Mayim L'Yonim L'Mayim Tachtonim. From the upper waters and the lower waters. Ben HaKahanim Levim V'Yisraelim. Right? V'Choseim, and you end off Havdalah, we don't do this, B'Seder Bereishis. With Seder Bereishis, the Rishonim explain, because Matzah Shabbos was the first week where Bereishis continued without Maisa Bereishis. The first week of creation was Maisa Bereishis. After that, it went on forever. So, till now, right? Till today. So, it was the first week, so they mentioned that. V'acher Momrim, B'yotzer Bereishis, okay, different word. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Chosein Mekadesh Yisrael. And they would end off saying the bracha, Mekadesh Yisrael. We do that in like Yontif davening. We don't say Havdalah like that. The reason we don't is because in a few lines, Abai is going to curse somebody who did that. But why would somebody end off with Mekadesh Yisrael by Havdalah? What does that have to do with Havdalah? It's very nice. It's nice. True. Kadesh Jew. What does that have to do with Havdalah?
To
sanctify. So why are you sanctifying?
No, it really means to separate.
Right, so why are you saying that? Oh, because it's Havdalah? But it's not, I know, but, okay, it could be a reason.
It seems to me that the interesting thing about Havdalah, when we remind ourselves of all these distinctions, is we're actually reducing our level of sanctity. And therefore,
interesting.
Shouldn't we be mentioning all this when we increase it at
Kiddush? Interesting.
So maybe the thing is that even though we're reducing our level of sanctity, we're still different.
Ah, so the Marami Pano says, something very similar to you when he says it as follows. He said, the Marami Pano says that on Shabbos, on Matzah Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos goes away. That's what happens. Shabbos is over. Shabbos doesn't last forever. The Kedusha of Shabbos goes away. Somebody might think, well, the Kedusha of Kleisa also goes away sometimes. No. Mekadesh Yisrael. Never goes away. And Bedafka, when the Kedusha of Shabbos is going away, you highlight that the Kedusha of Shabbos, that Kedusha of Yisrael, doesn't go anywhere. It stays right there. What? Yeah? Right, but it goes away. Interesting. Interesting. No, but hear what he's saying? He's saying something a little bit different. He's saying, since it goes away, you might think, oh, I also, my Kiddush also goes away. No, your Kiddush doesn't go anywhere. Stays right there. Makana Shisrael. Yeah, what were you saying?
Because Mavil is a lower form of separation than Kiddush.
Interesting. Interesting. What? Now, V'im Isa, if what you said is true, then Ha'ben Hayom L'charava Lo'ksi V'Avdala. But that doesn't say anywhere in the Torah the separation between the dry land and the not dry land. It doesn't say that in the Torah anywhere. The Gemara says, you're right. Samar Mikan Ben Yom L'Charava. Take that out. That doesn't belong there. We shouldn't say that. It was a mistake. You're right. That goes out. Ihachi. If so, Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheishis Yibei HaMaisa Nami Mein Chasimahu Batzar Chad Devlek HaShava. So you only have six. If you take that one out, you only have six. So Gemara says, no. Amri Kahanim, Levim, V'Yisraelim, the difference between Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim is Tremilion, which is two different things. There's Kahanim, then Levim to Yisraelim. Ben Levim, Yisraelim, Dichziv, Be'esahi, Hivdil, Hashem, Eshevet, Levi, right? At that time, this is impossible, I think the Parsha Ekev, Hashem, after the Egel, this week's Parsha, Hashem separated the Levim, and they became now more special. It used to be the Bechors, it became more special. Also, in Kahanim Leviim, Dichtiv, Bnei Amram, Aaron, and Moshe, Vayavdel Aaron, Lakdisho, Kodesh, Kedashim. So that's a pasuk in Divrei HaYamim, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, some random pasuk in Divrei HaYamim that there's a word lashon, but we all know it's true, but it never said the lashon word Avdala, except in Divrei HaYamim that Hashem separated the Aaron and the Kahanim from the rest of the Leviim. Fine. That's the Ben Yehoyada. Correct, with the brothers. So how'd that happen? The answer is Hashem separated Aaron. So you, from now on, you and your family are different things. You're separated. You're Kahanim. Your brother's a Levi. Yeah, all the family was Leviim. All of Amram's brothers, right? All those Leviim, Kahas and Merari, all of them, all those children stay Leviim, except for Aaron and his children going forward. Where does it say that? In Divrei HaYamim it says that. Okay. So Ben Yehuda says there are other differences. There are other Havdalahs in the Torah that we don't mention. And he mentions three. And two of them he answers. So first of all, it says, V'havdalta ben behema tahora l'tameya. There's a difference between kosher animals and non-kosher animals.
Yeah.
So why don't we mention that?
Before he said tamei
tahor. That just means pure and impure of a person. That includes animals.
Yeah, well,
so he says, if it could include animals, do we really need to mention animals on tamei animals on when I'm making Avdala? That was something we really have to mention. I have to mention that. Leave that out. Next one. Lahavdil bein ayom bein alayla. So we already say Orin Choshech. But yom and layla is not the same thing exactly. It's a similar thing. It's very similar. Why don't we mention that?
It's about locus when it begins.
And listen to this. It says in Parshas, I believe this is in Parshas Truma somewhere, V'havdila ha-paroches bein kodesh l'kodesh kedoshim. Separate between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim. How come we don't mention that? Because it's not Bezman Hazeh. It's the best day that he says. So, just food for thought.
But
why?
Really to that.
What do you mean? It's a Matthias. There's a separation between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim. Not right now. It's not Bezman Hazeh, so therefore we don't say it. Okay. Now, Machte Mai Chosim. How do we end off the Bracha? How do we end off Avdallah? So, Rav Amar Mekadosh Yisrael. Rav says, Mekadosh Yisrael. Like we said before. Shmuel Omar, Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. Shmuel says, Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. Right? Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, no, forget the Rashbam. Shmuel says, Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. Rav said, Mekadosh Yisrael. We said, the Rav Rapano said, that because to show that the Kedusha of Shabbos goes away, but Kedusha of Klai Yisrael never goes anywhere. So you highlight that. Isn't that a beautiful answer? Layit Allah Abaya, Vitaim Rav Yosef, Ahad Rav. They would curse somebody that said it like Rav said, to say Mekadosh Yisrael. They would curse somebody that did that. Now, the Rishonim point out, it doesn't mean he would mamish curse you. It was, that was Abaye's M.O. of speaking. He would always say, I curse that guy. He didn't really mean it like that, like a curse, but it was something that was a disfavored. It was disfavored. So what? Why? The Mari Panos is such a great answer, right? The Kedusha of Shabbos goes away, and the Kedusha of Yisrael goes away. So what's the reason? What's the reason what's the reason for saying no? Don't do it. Why not? Don't do it, right? So listen to this answer. Abaye felt that highlighting the Kedusha of Yisrael when the Kedusha of Shabbos goes away is a slap in the face to Shabbos. And therefore, don't say it. I understand your idea, don't do it. It's a slap in the face to Shabbos. Shabbos goes away. But I'm still here. It's a degrading of, it's a zilzal of Shabbos, don't say it. It's such a fine zilzal. You couldn't even, with a microscope, you can't see that zilzal, right? That's right. It's nothing to do with us. It's nothing to do with us. But you say, I'm still holy, I'm still fantastic. Right? Shabbos is gone. I'm still great. Says Abaye, what are you doing? That's what you're saying? Don't say that. What do you think of that? It's interesting. Very interesting. Okay. Tana Mishmei Rav Yeshua ben Chananya. Kol HaChosem Mekadesh Yisrael Umavdu ben Kodesh L'chol. If you say both, Marichin Lo Yamav Ushnosav. It's a segula to have long life. However, there's no such segula. Don't do it. Don't say Mekadosh Yisrael. We don't do that. We don't say it. Right? Rashi says on top, Tosfos says on top, time of the reason is, Lefi She'ein Chosem B'Shtayim. You don't end off with two brachas. You don't end off with two concepts, two ideas. Brisa Savra, Brisa held, that said you do, Kiman, Dabar Paragimel She'achlu, it's in brachas, Chosem B'Shtayim, you can end off with two different unrelated things. Pirsho Shbam, Talachak Yishmuel, we hold like Shmuel, Techosem Ben Kodesh L'chol, Midchasminan B'motzei Shabbos L'yomtev Ben Kodesh L'kodesh. Just like when it goes from Yomtev to Shabbos, or Shabbos to Yomtev, we say Mekadesh, Amazel Ben Kodesh L'kodesh. So for a Kav D'chulin, Shmaminav B'motzei Shabbos T'chol, when a regular B'motzei Shabbos, Chosem Ben Kodesh L'chol. That's what we say, Amazel Ben Kodesh L'chol. Right?
The interesting thing is that the sanctity of Jews is something that's entirely within Hashem Rapsom.
Right.
Whereas the separation of Shabbos and Kol,
right,
that's something that we do.
That's just the opposite. Shabbos is automatic.
But we are commanded to make Kiddush and Havdalah.
Right.
In other words, it's something that we have to
as do. Opposed to what?
That they would have sanctity whether you make Kiddush or not.
Right, exactly. Unlike Yontif, where if you're not Mekadesh the Chodesh, there is no Yontif. That's in pure halacha. Right?
Yeah, but my point is we're thanking Hashem for making this distinction.
Oh, I hear you. Okay.
And so
okay.
Something that we physically do or we verbally do, it's still something that Hashem wants us to do.
Fair enough. What? Yeah. Okay, listen to this story. The whole daf now is this one story. Ula ikle le Pumbedisa. Ula went to visit Pumbedisa. So Rav Yehuda told Rav Yitzchak his son, listen, zil amtule kalkola de peri, go bring Ula some gift, go bring him some fruit, v'chazi hechi avdil. I want to see how Ula makes Havdalah. The treat, the Gadol Hador is in town, go over there, bring over something, and then go see how he makes Havdalah. I want to see what he does. Lo azal. The son didn't go. Shadar Leila Abaya. He sent Abaya instead. He sent Abaya instead. Listen to this. Your father asks you to go do something. How do you send someone else? His father says, I want you to go see. I'm not going, I'll send someone else.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. Because he gives brachas for Havdalah? I don't know. Is that like a known thing to go there for Havdalah?
Every girl school that goes
for
Shabbos,
they go to the Havdalah for Havdalah? Interesting. I don't know. Maybe that's the Makar. I don't know. But listen to this. His father tells him to go do it. He sends somebody else. Now we know that a mitzvah that you have to do with your guf, you can't send someone else. You can't have someone else put on tefillin for you. I can have someone else toivel kalim for me. That I could do. It's not a mitzvah my guf. So my father tells me, go do me a favor. Go see. I'll send someone else. Let him report back. How could you do that? How could you do that? What kind of slap? It's a bittel of mitzvahs kibbutz. Can't do that. So listen to this answer. The answer is the Rav, I'm not sure who this is, Rav Bengis. I think he wrote one of the Svarim. I don't remember. One of the Lamdisha Achronisha Svarim. He says like this. You see from here that there's no mitzvah of kibud of the aim if your parent gets no hana out of it. It's a big issue about that. If your father says, do me a favor, bring me a tea. You have to bring him a tea. What if your father says, I want you to wear a sweater today. I think it's cold. What do you mean? It's 95 degrees outside. No, but I think it's cold. I want you to wear a sweater today. You have no mitzvah of kibud of if your father doesn't get anything out of it. Just him to boss you around and he doesn't get anything out of it, there's no such mitzvah. So go see. Why do I have to see? I said someone else see. I don't have to do it myself. What if he get a no out of it? I'll report back whatever, the no is reporting back. I'll report back whatever it says. If it's something for your father or your mother, you have no choice. You have to do it. But if they just stop and give you some, I want you to go over there. Why? I don't just want you to go there. Get away from here. Go there. You don't have to listen. There's no mitzvah of kibbutz or aim if it doesn't benefit your parent. It's a big machlokas about this issue. It's a big issue. Right? The classic is, I want you to wear a coat today. Yeah, but it's very warm outside. Yeah, but I think it's not. You have a chiyuv to listen? See, for me, you don't have a chiyuv to listen. Because it's not about, they don't get an out of it. So that's why he was able to, the answer is, based on a Rajba, that's he was able to have someone else go instead. He sends Abaya instead. So v'chi'asa Abaya, when Abaya went, Amalei hachi amar, so nu, how did Ulu make Abdullah? I got to report back to my father. So Amalei baruch hamavda b'kodesh l'chol. That's what he said. Amar v'sulo. That's all he said. He said amavda b'kodesh l'chol and no more. Asa l'kamei d'avua. So he goes back to his father. Amalei hechi amar. So the father says, nu, tell me, my son, how did Ulu make Abdullah? Amalei analo azah. I didn't go. I didn't go because I held out the Rajba and I didn't have to go. Rather, Azal Ana, Shadrise La Abaya. I sent Abaya instead. Vamali, and he told me, Hamavda B'Kodesh L'Chol. Amalei. Listen to what the father says back to his son. Fine, you want to be a lamed and hold out the Rajba? That you don't have to do it yourself because I didn't get an out of it? That's very fantastic. That's fine. However, Ravrenuse Demar. Because of your gaiva, the sarsaruse demar, another word for gaiva, because of your gaiva, it's a big shot. Garam delay lamar delotema shmaitse mipume. You didn't hear it yourself. Very good. You hold it to Rajba and Rav Bengis. You don't have to be makam and kibud of because I don't get an out of it. It's all fantastic. But you lost that yourself. Send someone else. Maybe this is the reason they go. See it yourself. To see from a tzaddik himself, how he could send someone else 100%. Tell me what he said. Not the same. You can't compare hearing it and seeing it. Right? And maybe the father wanted him to see it, because sometimes there's a roshim seeing a tzaddik. You're right. I don't need to hear. I'll find out what he said. I'll ask someone that was there. I wanted you to go. Right? You lost out on that. Now, Meshve. Now we're going to ask Kasha on Ula. Because Ula said, Hamavda b'kodesh l'chol. However, we have a rule. Kol habrachas kulon, kosein babarach, poseach babarach, v'chosein behen babarach. Every bracha that we say starts with a bracha and ends with a bracha. Now, there's a lot of exceptions to that rule. So every bracha starts with a bracha and ends with a bracha. That's not true at all, right? So now we have all the exceptions. Chutz, except for birchas hamitzvos. Right? Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Leishei Basukah. It starts with a bracha. It doesn't end with a bracha. It's only one bracha. It's a one-line bracha. Right? Rashbam says, Kigon, Lehisatef, Batzitzis, Va'al Berach, Va'al Zinaz Lulav. These brachas are one-liners. You don't say Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Leishei Basukah. Bracha to Hashem, Leishei Basukah. You don't say that. It's one line. Right? V'tayim o'shal davar l'vishy ein behem ribu dvarim. What more can you say? There's nothing more to say. Right? So the Rashbam says, there's no ribu dvarim. I can't say more. The bracha, to sit in the sukkah. What more can I say? That's one exception. Berachas ha-peiros. Same thing. Bracha to Hashem, l'keinu melechon, bar priya eitz. There's nothing more you can say. One line. Also, bracha ha-smucha l'chavrata. A bracha that follows another bracha. For example, Shmoneh Esrei. We start off with a bracha, bracha to Hashem, okay, Avram, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov, and we end off with a bracha. The next bracha doesn't start with a bracha. It starts with Atagibar. Every bracha in Shmoneh Esrei is like that. Every bracha in benching is like that. Right? The next bracha doesn't, no delacha, doesn't start with its own bracha. Why? Because of this exception. We said every bracha starts with a bracha and ends with a bracha. So mitzvahs and peiros, not. Mitzvahs and brachas on all food, no. What about and a bracha smucha l'chavrata, a bracha that follows another bracha? Also not.
Because
our
Torah, we do that.
What? One second. It's not a bracha. Well, wait one second. Ubracha achrona shebekriyas shema, the last bracha of kriyas shema, right? Which is it means after kriyas shema. So the last bracha of kriyas shema starts off. V'yatzev v'nachon. And it ends off with a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Gal Yisrael. Doesn't start with a bracha, but it ends with a bracha. So why doesn't it start with a bracha? So the Rashbam says, Afal pi she'ein bracha acheres l'mayna ha'menel, she'etzkel baba baruch. There's no bracha that starts off. Why not? Shari hifzik kriya shema, because kriya shema stops it. Right before shema, we start off with a bracha. It's the longest bracha you'll ever say. The bracha of Borei Or Vorei Choshech. The bracha on the sun is the longest bracha you ever say. It's a 3-page bracha. It goes on for 2.5 pages. Right? 2 pages. Very long bracha. You know, no, it's a bracha. You say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh in the middle. It's a very long bracha. It starts with a bracha, it ends with a bracha. Avarabba, Avasolam, whatever, doesn't start with a bracha. It's Smucha L'Chavrata. It ends with a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Bracha B'Amu Yisrael B'Ava. Then you say Shema. Then after Shema, we don't start with a bracha. So what's going on? The answer is, it's an exception. Why? Says Rashbam, Afal Pikin, Eino Maschel Baba Baruch. You still, even though the Shema broke up the whole story, after Shema you should start a bracha again. No. Sharei, Umach Chashvinan Le Bracha Smucha L'Chavrata L'Osa Shofnei Kriya Shema. It's considered a bracha Smucha L'Chavrata to the bracha before Shema. Right? Just because Shema is stuck in the middle doesn't change that fact. Shahari Mechubur, Emes V'yativ, Al Sofo Shal Kriya Shema, because the end of Emes V'yativ is connected to Shema, Kidamrina B'brachos, Shetorach Lichos, Eros V'yativ, Achar Nia Shem Alkechem, Kisiv Hashem Alkechem Emes, Hilgach, therefore, Kachad the Bracha Arich to Damit. It's like one long Bracha, and therefore the Bracha after Shema doesn't start with a Bracha. But it ends with a Bracha, but it doesn't start with a Bracha, so it's another exception. Okay? So where are we up to? We said like this, every bracha starts with a bracha and ends with a bracha, except for most brachas. Right? We have the bracha of every bracha of mitzvah doesn't start with a bracha and ends with a bracha. Brachas of Smucha L'Chavrata, which is Shmon Esrei, and benching, and the bracha after Shema, right? Sheyesh mehen paseach b'baruch, vein chosen b'baruch. Right? They start with a bracha, they don't end. And some end that don't start. Either way. Right? Right. Fine. What? It's a kash on ula. It's a kash on ula. It's a brisa that says the following. Now, v'hatova ha-meitiv, the bracha of hatova ha-meitiv in benching, right? Poseach b'baruch, v'ena chosein b'baruch. It starts with a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Malkeinu Melchom, Kelavinu, Malkeinu, Adirenu, Barenu. But it doesn't end with a bracha. It ends with the word Al Yechasrenu. It doesn't end with a bracha. Very unusual. So I think it's the only one like that. Right? What? Okay. So the Rashbam says on the bottom, Rashbam, Bracha Tatov, Bracha to Bracha Samazon, Afal Gav, to Smucha L'Chavrata, even though it's a bracha Smucha L'Chavrata, why, what's wrong with the bracha from before? No, the lacha doesn't start with a bracha. Alakol, rachim, right? Uvenei Yerushalayim doesn't start with a bracha either. So why is it starting with a bracha? Tells the Rashbam, Shrei Hitzchul B'Brichas HaMazon, we started with B'Brichas HaMazon with a bracha. So why do I have to start again with a bracha? Mishum Harugi Beitar, I'm sorry, Afal Pi Poseach Barabarach, Mishum the bracha Ba'an Fein Afshe Iskan, Mishum Harugi Beitar Shetiknu L'Kavura, because it's a whole new bracha. It's a bracha that was Mesakin, in honor of the Harugi Beitar. They were killed, and there was Hatov Shelo Esrichu, the bodies didn't spoil, V'Metiv Shnin L'Kavura, and it was a good thing that they were given for Kavura, Aval Anu, but us, Ma'arichin Baksas, we made this a very long bracha. We turned this into a very long bracha. It's a half a page bracha. She k'dei lomar ba shalosh malchios, to say three malchios, hakela vinu, malkenu, adirenu, barenu, all these things. Parak shalosh shachlu hilkach kulachad hodahi. It's all one big hodah, one big thank you. Kibrechas haperos or kibrechas hamitzvos v'lo boi chasima, and therefore it doesn't require a chasima, and that's why brechas tov v'mitzvah. Fine, very nice. What does the Harugi Beitar have to do with benching? Why is it stuck in benching? I don't know. I think we asked that question in Brachos. We gave an answer. I don't remember. Anybody remember what we said? I don't know. What's it with benching? It's a fantastic idea, beautiful, that they did, that the Harugi Beitar were buried. What's it with benching? I don't know. Okay, anyway. Kasha Lula, Takasha on Ula. What's Takasha?
He didn't start an end with a bracha.
What?
He didn't have two brachas.
He didn't end with a bracha. He started with it. Right? He, right? What? Correct. So Amalach Ula, Hanami, here also, Kibirchas HaMitzvahs Damya. Havdalah is like a Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah, my time, Mishum the Hodahi. A Birchas HaMitzvah is because of Hodah. That's a Chiddush. I thought the reason I make a mitzvah, nothing to do with Hodah, has to do with, it's like a command. I am hereby recognized, I'm commanded to do this. I'm not a shodah. Anyway, Hanami Hodahi, Havdalah is also a Hodah, right? Look at the Rashbam. It's the second Rashbam over here on the page. Hanami Hodahi, Ve'ein ba hefsik davar acher. Nothing else breaks it up. Lo hefsik tachina, there's no davening. Lo hefsik ritzui, there's no yihiratzon, no nothing. Hilkach paschinan bepaschinan tzavi. Therefore, it's enough to start with a bracha. You don't have to end with a bracha. V'lo damel brachas kiddush. It's not like kiddush. Shetzarech saper shevach Shabbos. During the bracha of kiddush, we speak about how awesome Shabbos is, right? Or brachas yotzer or, the bracha of yotzer or. Sheis bo hefsek tachina. We say in the middle of it. We say, like I said, all these that tefilas can go in bracha mecha, rabim rachem aleinu. Ubrichas avos yesh b'divar ritzui the bracha of avos we definitely we say a lot of things b'tarach l'tarach l'sayi v'shiv choshal makom we started end off with the shavach of Hashem. A mitzvah's not like that, and therefore it's different, and therefore you can get away with just one bracha either the beginning or the end, like a brachas of mitzvah, and that answers the kashan ula. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
By the way,